I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm embarrassed for you.
What?
I'm embarrassed for you.
What happened?
Oh, what did I do now? I thought we were having a nice day.
We're having a great day. Did you see who threw out the first pitch today at the Mets game?
No.
Oh, dude.
What? Why? Worse than Grimace? Why?
The bench, I mean, honestly, we like it. But, I mean, worse? Yeah, probably. Would you like me to tell you? Not Snooki.
I love Snooki for the record.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know you're a big fan of the show. Would you like me to tell you who threw out the first pitch at Citi Field today? Oh. I'm watching it. By the way, not a bad little wind-up, little chest bump with her female friend.
Okay.
Interesting celebration.
Okay.
We like that as well. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Or would you like to guess here?
So it was televised? You saw this?
I'm watching it on social media.
Oh, okay.
This is ridiculous, dude. And see, this is why you guys...
Do me a favor. Don't even lump me in with that. Because I don't even want to hear it. I don't even... Who is it?
I mean, I can't even bring myself to say it without laughing.
How bad
can it
be?
The Met... Oh, man. Hawk to a girl. The hawk to a girl.
No, they didn't. I don't even believe you.
You spit on that thing?
No.
Hawk to her?
It's a fake. I need to see video proof before I...
She throws the ball better than, like, Baba Booey, 50 Cent, and everybody else. That's not bad.
But that's not the point.
No, but look at the celebration. Then she runs out. Then she runs, and I guess it's her friend, and they do a chest bump, it's like...
Well, this is real.
No, it's definitely real. Look at that. Watch the chest bump. Ding, 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 ding. Now she's going to run toward her. Woo! Yay!
You guys do know why she threw it so well, too.
Why?
I don't know.
She put a little hawk two on that thing, you know?
She threw the spitter.
Yeah, she's got the Vaseline ball.
Here's the thing.
Hawk two!
That is embarrassing.
Little spitter on the corner for Hawk Tua.
That's embarrassing. What are the
2-2 from Hawk Tua?
BT, I know you're Hawk joking.
Tua, Hawk Tua sets at the belt, gets the sign. Hawk Tua delivers. Nice one on the corner. A little break. Must be the spitter, folks.
Yeah.
It's Hawk Tua, girl. What are you doing?
I know you're joking around here.
Of course I'm joking.
That is embarrassing.
It's sad.
You're having Hawk Tua, girl, throughout the first pitch of a Major League Baseball game.
It's pathetic.
Like, what are the Mets doing?
It's
a circus. I'm so sick and tired of it. Grimace and this, and I'm so sick
that.
And tired.
Oh, forget that. OMG.
Like, I didn't even care about that because at least that was authentic. And I like when they're being their authentic self and celebrating. Like, why are the Mets trying to become a clown show? They're trying to get play on social media. That's what matters. How about you build a winning team? How about you go out and get a real pitcher like Blake Snell instead of Blackburn at the back of your rotation?
They got one, dude. Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Yeah, well. I mean, why did the Yankees do stuff like this?
Never.
Ronald McDonald and Hawk Tua girl? I'm serious, man. That is like, it's just minor league. It's minor league embarrassing stuff.
I agree with you.
Like, okay, I know why Hawk 2 is famous, and that's fine. Like,
yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Go do a podcast. You don't have to be in the middle of Citi Field throwing out the first pitch.
And so it's clearly the Mets trying to gain attention by doing it.
Yep.
Which to me is embarrassing. Get attention by winning.
I agree with you. I agree. Hawk
Tua? Did she throw out a first pitch for any other team?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't want to say no. I don't know.
Zoo, can you check that?
I still wouldn't love it if she was from here. Like, say if Hawk Tua girl was from...
At least it'd be more...
Wantagh, Long Island.
Yeah.
All right, New York zone, Hawk Tua girl. Right. Come on out, everybody. Right. There she is. Hey.
What does she have to do with anything?
I don't know. Oh, man.
Is her 15 minutes of fame up? Apparently not. How long ago did this thing happen?
Met stretching things out a little bit. More like 15 months at this rate. This is embarrassing for you.
I mean, come on.
I appreciate your honesty and your rawness. And, like, Sal's not acting right now. Like, I'm just looking at his face. He's bothered by this. And I don't disagree with you. Like, and I'm not, please don't take this the wrong way. We have fun. I respect the Mets. I want the Mets to do well. I want to see Cohen get everybody but Soto.
Right.
I want Met fans to be happy. I want the place to be packed and be vibrant. I want the Mets to win. I want them to be relevant in October. This is so petty and such a pathetic grab. For attention, it should be beneath the Mets.
Zoo, But it's not. Zhu said, confirmed, she has not thrown out another first pitch for a major league team.
There you go. You guys are the best at something, or the first at something.
I'd love to know what they're thinking, but that is just an absolute, absolute embarrassment.
Who okays this as it gets run up the flagpole?
Yeah. Now, it doesn't,
I mean, seriously.
In the grand scheme of things, like, does it really matter? No. But it's minor league. Like, can you be above it? Go find an ex-Met to throw out the first pitch. There's a billion of them. Hot Tua? Because you're trying to get attention on social media? My God. Why don't you replay that Pete Alonso face plant the other day? Maybe get it to, some clicks on that. God. It's always something with it. BT, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not rooting for a second-class citizen because I'm not a second-class. I'm not doing it. I can't. I'm not doing it. Grimace, the rally pimp, Hot Tua girl.
The rally
Let's see what kind
pimp.
Of winning streak this will spawn here. And it's a season of gimmicks with the New York Mets. The Braves aren't doing this. And they're from the South.
I know. I was going to say, she fit right in there.
Yeah.
Hot Tua.
I mean, the only type of reaction, though, that they're going to get on social media
is a good one. You don't think so?
I think her 15 minutes are up, and I think the online community is kind of tired of her, too. So I am very interested.
If I'm Quintana, I refuse to take the mound after that.
Well, I think you're right. I got to jump into the comments section. The first one, this is by far the lowest point of the Mets season.
What are they doing?
One. The next one, really Mets, .. really. Next one, it's the Mets. Why aren't we shocked by their poor decision-making? Oh, good. Next one, bringing back the spitball era, I see. Next one, only in Queens. Oh, good. Next one, we up now. Goodbye, Grimace. Yeah, I mean, it's not a positive one. You're right. I mean, now, listen, there's no way that
it's gonna get
Steve
attention
Cohen, but it's not the right attention. That's not good attention.
That's
bad attention.
Well, some would say that any attention, I don't agree with that necessarily.
Yeah, me neither.
Some would say any attention is good attention. Clearly, they didn't care. They just wanted attention.
But let me ask you this. Attention, if
the sports fans don't give a crap about Hot Dog Girl. Especially Mets fans. 2 games back in the wild card. For goodness sake, go beat the Braves. You're rolling on Hot Dog on a Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Come on.
I understand sometimes, like, doing things that you can monetize to, you know, bolster the bottom line, and even if it's, maybe we shouldn't do it, we could do it, let's hit the button because it makes sense, we'll make a few bucks. They won't monetize this one bit, so why are they doing this?
If
they won't make a penny off the clicks, then people aren't going to go buy tickets because she already threw out the pitch, so if you're not there, you're not going to see
her. Nobody would go
she's
there
for
her.
She's not a Mets fan.
No, they did it for the social media attention.
That is pathetic.
All seriousness, if Hawk Tua girl, her PR team called us and said, hey, we have Hawk Tua available to come in studio for an hour, what would you say?
I might say yes. Actually.
I will say, too.
I might say yes to that.
100% no! What the hell are we going to talk to her about?
A little hot to her, you know?
Well,
that's a podcast.
I think the funniest thing.
10 years ago, different story.
I think the best part of this is the Mets might have found their new, like, calling card. Somebody put it in the comments there. They were like, only in Queens. Mm. Only in Queens, Hawk Tua.
Yeah, right.
Under City Field.
Grimace, same thing.
It is.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hot Tua. Come on, bro. I can't take it. I cannot take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
I think I just want to talk about this the rest of the show. I mean, I don't understand why they would. Did Steve Cohen okay this? I just got a tweet here. Oh, my God. To add the cherry on the top, it's camp day all day, so the kids will ask why she's famous.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, Mommy. Somebody just tweeted
me. I'm saying, like, who's that? Oh, that's the girl that was famous.
Did her daddy play for the 86 Mets? Yeah. Well, not exactly, son, but some other things she did that she's known for.
There's only one reason for it. It is clearly they want attention on social media.
Now Grimace is trending. What the hell?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I can't even deal with it anymore.
Oh, God.
I was having a good day. We were talking sports, talking Judge, and being positive. You're going to break up Octua. I actually didn't believe it when you were saying it until you showed me the video.
I swear to God. Now, to her credit, I think she played a little bit of ball. Honestly, not a bad effort on the first pitch.
But that's fine.
Like A-plus celebration, too. Check it out. Nice celebration.
I saw. You showed me.
All right. So, I mean, doesn't offset the...
What are they thinking?
I don't know.
I don't understand how they think that that would perceive anyway but minor league.
Who conceptualized that? Like, who was sitting around saying, hey, you know
here's
what?
A good
Let's
idea.
Let's call Hoctua girl up and see if she can throw out the first pitch. Was she going to say no? I mean, nobody else wants her at this point. She's going to say yes to everything. Hey, Hoctua, you want to come on with BT and Sal? Sure.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Hey, Hoctua, you want to, you know... You want to come out to the Long Island Ducks and sweep the floors? Sure.
But that would make sense. For the Ducks, it would make sense. Or the Banana Savannah. The Mets.
Yeah, the guest floor sweeper. Give it up for Hoctua. Oh, man.
Puts a little Hoctua on that thing. Make sure it shines.
A little something on that thing. The Hoctua.
Good God.
This is
and by
ridiculous.
The way, if they did this like a month and a half ago, I'd still be annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least it'd be like, oh, well, in the midst of her
They're not even
up.
Timely with it.
Yeah.
I know. It expired. They missed out on the boat with that, too.
I can't.
Dude, all right, let's go. Oh, man. All right, let's get back to the calls. I knew that that would rankle my partner. I bumped into Maresh. And he's like, dude. Yeah, he's wearing his Yankees shirt. He's like, dude, did you see him throw out the first pitch for the Mets? I said, no. He goes, Hoctua. I go, so, of course, we're laughing at the Mets for like 2 minutes out. I go, no way. I said, don't tell Sal. I want to get his reaction on the air. Oh, that is priceless. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal here on The Fan. Let's get back to the Judge Mantle discussion after that. Oh, my God.
Phil.
How about Phil and Shirley? Phil, it's BT and Sal. What's going on?
What's up, boys? What's going on? Hey. Got me a little fired up about this Hoctua talk, and it brings me back to 2022 in the playoffs versus the Padres. We're down 4-0. Edwin Diaz is coming out, and they shut the lights. They go through this whole thing. They, you know, Mr. Mets on the field playing the trumpet. I couldn't believe it. Guys, from the moment that Steve Cohen bought the team, I wanted him to fire every single person that works for the team, selling hot dogs, everybody. And you could come and reapply for your job, but you're getting fired. We needed to change the aura that the Mets are going to met, and we just seem to not have done that at all. We continue to do it over and over again with just this embarrassing.
All kidding aside, really Phil, and thank you for the call.
Thanks,
like, that's why I didn't like the Grimace thing. Because the Mets were actually playing well for a change. They dug out of an 11-game under 500 hole and playing well. And all the credit goes to Grimace. Like, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? I get having fun and fans want to be into it. And that's fine.
Yep.
But, like, at some point, you do have to take it seriously if you're a serious sports fan as a Mets fan, as a lot of people are. Like, the Yankees don't do that crap, but we can still have fun watching the Yankees, can't we? But the Mets have to do it with Grimace, and then the Mets fans make a big deal about it. And now it's Hoctua girl. Like, I just don't understand why the Mets, how they can't understand why that would be perceived poorly.
Oh, God.
Received poorly.
I don't even know if I could say this. Hold on. I just got to look something up.
Want more comments?
No. All right, so it's just funny. So I just saw a random tweet, and it's, you know which Mets fan was most excited to see Hoctua girl throw out the first pitch today? And they have a picture, and he's a real man, and he's a real hero. Seymour Wiener from the United States Army.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Look at the picture.
I remember seeing that.
I know you remember him. A legend, but that is not besmirching him at all. God bless, salute, love you, respect you.
No, but
how great is that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Honor the veteran of the
jokes
game.
Write themselves. If the Yankees, first of all, I was going to say, if the Yankees did this, I would destroy them. The Yankees would never, ever even remotely entertain the idea of doing something this desperate.
It's like every team in baseball is going to sit back and laugh at it.
Yep.
Like they look probably the grimmest
stuff. I hope the Mets lose today. I really want them to win, to hang around. I want them to lose now. Like, I'm actively rooting for them to lose today because now, even though they won last night, they didn't have Hoctua there unless she was there for moral support, and we didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
If they win and they rip off, like, five or six in a row, if this thing, and I don't think it would turn into the Hoctua rally or, like Grimace, but, like, she's got to evaporate immediately after this.
Yeah,
she can't be around.
And you're right. If they win, it's going to be a thing. Oh, Hoctua girl started the trend. The year of Grimace, Hoctua, Seymour Wiener.
Yeah. That guy's a legend. All right, let me get... Hold on. I need Met fans here. I really do. I don't think we're missing the boat. I don't know that we're overreacting on this. Yeah. Like, I'm going to crushing the Mets, but questioning where their mindset is fair. What are you doing?
I just don't get it.
Raise the bar.
I just don't get it.
Nah, this would bother me.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
All right, BT and Sal, call today brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. The nightly heroics from one Aaron Judge. It is absolutely insane.
Should I text Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely text him.
I don't know. I'm always get afraid. Then he's not going to get back to me.
What do you get afraid?
What if he just leaves me hanging? I don't like that. The fear of rejection.
Mike F. You brought that up before, by the way, the fear of rejection going back to some of the dating scene.
Not just Mike, exactly.
Who the hell scarred you that bad?
I've always had
What was her name?
God. Wasn't just one. All right, here we go. What do I say? Is Judge better than Mantle? That's it. I'm going to keep it simple.
You can maybe elaborate. Say, hey, we're talking about this on the show. We value your opinion. You're a Mantle guy, and, you know, BT just said, or, you know, whatever.
Or do I say definitively, Judge is better than Mantle, and then get the LOL? No, I'm going to ask him. I want to ask his opinion.
If you say it definitively, it might compel him to respond and bite back.
Is Judge better than Mantle?
Sent it.
We did get a response from the big guy.
Before you read the contents of the text and his response, I am going to guess that it was a short but sweet response and very dismissive of even broaching such a dumb question.
There was a one-word answer.
Idiot?
No.
So that's all he wrote. Mike getting real economical with his words these days, huh?
Is Judge better than Mantle?
No.
Hey, that says it all.
There you go. That is the BT and Sal call of the day. Obviously having a little fun there. All right, so before we get back to these goals, pissed Met fans jump in, the Hawk 2 and nonsense, 888-808-1019. You know, on a serious note, and it's about the Hawk 2 stuff, but I'm not going to crack a joke now.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm a fan of the Jets, right? And we know where the Knicks have been outside the last couple of years. The century has been pure torment. We know the Mets' plight. We know the Jets' plight. All we ask for as fans of teams that perennially underachieve and score us, don't embarrass us.
Right, right.
Get the easy stuff right. We understand the Mets won't be the Yankees. We understand the Devils won't be the Rangers, even though they've been better in many years.
Jets won't be the Giants.
Jets won't be the Giants. Right? We know the pecking order of importance, if you will, here. But, man, oh, man, like just the basic, the PR stuff, the basic stuff. Could you not have the jokes write themselves?
Yeah, I can't understand the logic or thinking of people within the organization thinking that this would go over well. Now, again, social media, it's going to get attention. Now, I would assume a lot of it's going to be negative, but people are going to be talking about it. And if it was Joe Schmo throwing out the first pitch or, I don't know, pick a Turk Wendell throwing out the first pitch, it would have been like, oh, yeah, hey, there's Turk. And then that's it. Nobody talks about it. Hawk to a girl, people are going to be talking about it. And maybe that's what they wanted. And then maybe the joke's on us. And they win. But I'm telling you, as a baseball fan, sports fans take this stuff seriously. And Met fans in particular, to your point, BT, have been beaten down for many different reasons. And when you do something like that, it's going to annoy the fan base. There's just no need for it. Can you imagine the Jets having Hawk Tua run out with the flag before?
Well, hopefully she lasts longer than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, right. But like week three, you know, whatever it is, week four, week five, here she comes. Hey, running out with the flag today, Hawk Tua girl.
No, they used her real name. Or viral sensation.
Yeah, I didn't even know her name. That's why, viral sensation. And Haley Welch. I think that's what you said before. But like, imagine if the Jets did that. How angry.
I would be disgusted.
And I know it's different because it's first pitch and baseball, not quite the energy that football brings.
How about the coin toss?
Whatever. If the Yankees did this, we'd be like, what?
Dude, the Yankees would never do this.
Yeah, right. The coin toss in football is a great one.
Yeah.
On to flip the opening ceremony coin as the Jets get their season underway. Viral sensation.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. It's just the Mets. Like, if the Yankees did this, we'd be like, what the hell?
They wouldn't.
Right.
That's how much confidence they have. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win this year 100%, but I know they're not doing that.
If we were to come up with a list before the show, or like earlier in the week, of top five people you wouldn't want to see, top five famous people you wouldn't want to see throw out a first pitch at Citi Field.
Okay.
She'd be on there.
Yeah, along with a lot of politicians.
Well.
But but she'd be on the list. Like, if I just really took the time to jar my memory bank and think about, like, you know, what's been in the news cycle the last 4 or 5 months, I'd be like, nah, I'm done with her.
Yeah, most embarrassing, right, most embarrassing famous people or whatever. Come on. Well, bingo. Mets got one again.
But this is what I don't get. Like, you know, and you just said it about, well, maybe the joke's on us because we're talking about it. And I've got a bunch of tweets like this, and, you know, not the tweets are always the impetus or they're a reflection of what everybody's thinking. They're usually not. But somebody just tweeted me like, it's, and I read it verbatim. It's already gotten more publicity than any other first pitch they've thrown out this season, so it's actually genius.
Well, that's not correct. Grimace. Grimace threw out the first pitch, and that started the whole.
I got to be honest with you. The aftermath of Grimace got more attention.
But
the initial reaction to Grimace throwing the ball and Haktua girl throwing the four-seamer, I'm going to say it's a four-seamer, maybe a two, a spitball, really, it's been Haktua. Like, the Grimace stuff came a little bit after. People started wearing suits at the stand. We started messing around with you. The New York Post wrote the article. Sal Licata, Grimace.
Yeah, because we talked about it because the Mets started going on a winning streak. At the moment, like, truth be told, I wouldn't have even known that Grimace threw out the first pitch.
I know, if I didn't work
at SNY and like, Jerry Blevins and the guys did a skit on it, like, breaking down his first pitch. This was before it became a big thing.
Sure, sure.
But other than that, I wouldn't even know. Like, I don't know who threw. I wouldn't even know today if you didn't tell me.
I didn't even know that they had somebody throwing out a first pitch today. They don't do it every game. So, okay, but my point
So the point is it's getting a lot of attention.
Okay, so it's getting a lot of attention. But how does that benefit the Mets? I'm legitimately asking the question. Like, if you're doing something, and not that they're selling their soul, but you're doing something a little, you know, you're reaching into the shallow end for clicks. All right, if you do that, unless you have the ability to monetize it, why the hell would you do it if you don't stand to benefit any tangible way?
Well, could they have people monetize it if their digital clip of her throwing out the first pitch gets a million views or whatever?
I don't think so.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't you be able to do that? A million clicks, I would assume some way you'd be able to monetize that.
Obviously the monetization with social media is there, but tickets are sold today. I don't know.
The game's sponsors on TV. Are sold She's already. Not. Whatever the sponsors are.
Yeah, the sponsors are already locked in the ad rates.
And also, is it worth, all right, is that attention worth whatever you're going to make?
Even if you could monetize it,
is it worth a negative backlash from fans who are pissed off to begin with?
No.
Because they want to see the team win?
No. No, Mark's in Oceans. It is not. Mark's in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
What's up, Mark? Oh,
good, good, good. I am a very disgruntled Mets fan, and I'm going to tell you why. I never feel like the Mets will put both their feet and say, we're all in. When Aaron Judge was a free agent, the Mets made no attempt to go after him. Whether they would have got him or not, they made no attempt. Same with Soto when he was on the trade block. They made no attempt. Am I convinced they're going to put both feet in when Soto's a free agent at the end of this year? I'm not so sure.
Well, they have to. They have to, Mark. I could see if you have doubts. They have to. And if they don't, then Steve Cohen is going to get ripped like he hasn't been ripped before. That is a fact. If the Mets all in, like submerge underwater for as long as you can hold your breath in. That's how far in they need to go. And if they don't, the owner is going to get ripped to a degree he's not even familiar with.
Sal, this year, look at the players they brought in.
I understand that, but Mark, this year is different. This year is different, and thank you for the call. They're waiting. They're selling us on waiting. Wait for the payroll to come down, some dead money coming off the books, develop some of the younger players, and then attack next offseason. That is what they said. Now, I believe that they're going to follow through, and they better. But honestly, days like this remind you that it's still, at times, an organization that operates like they either don't have a clue or don't take their fan base seriously. Like, they just don't understand the fans. You want to say that it's all fun and games, and it is. At the end of the day, it's sports, and it's entertainment, and it's supposed to be fun. But sports fans take their sports seriously, especially in this town. This isn't the minor leagues. This isn't the Midwest. This is a real diehard fan base in the number one city in the world, and we take our sports seriously. And when you're talking about it from a team that has been a perennial loser, like the New York Mets, a team that has barely been able to field consecutive postseason appearances twice in their history, have they fielded teams that have gone to the postseason in consecutive years. It's a fan base that is on edge to begin with. And not to mention the laughing stock things that have happened over the years, year in, year out, it seems. It was supposed to be different with this owner. Is this hot to a girl thing the end of the world? Is it the most embarrassing thing? No, but it's just no need for it. And when you have the Yankees churning out Juan Soto and Aaron Judge doing historic things night in, night out, and yet you turn the channel on to SNY and you see the first pitch or whatever on digital, you see the first pitch being thrown out by Hawk Tua at a Met game, it's another thing that's embarrassing. They don't need it, BT. Met fans don't need this nonsense.
Seaver, Grimace, Hernandez, Mercury Mets, Kuzmin, who let the dogs out, DeGrom, Timmy Trumpets. See what I'm saying? I just realized, by the way, the catcher in that equation was the girl that was actually next to her on the street.
In the video.
Night that she'd said, you know, yeah, look, you got to give him that hot to a spit on that thing. You get me? That's exactly what she said. Good God almighty. Jeez. Well, I mean, just
you break down that.
Dude. Oh, God. What are we doing here?
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan 144. Let's get back to these calls here. 888-808-1019. Before we do that, just a heads up. So tomorrow's the Fanatics Fest. We told you guys about this a few times.
Yes, can't wait.
It's going to be awesome, and we're going to be out there. We'll do our show. Come find us. Say hi. We've got some stuff to sign, baseball cards, and some other WFAN swag.
Photo op is going to be sick. They have, like, this nice locker room feel with fan merch everywhere.
Talk about for us. Yeah, they went overdrive. Promotions team, Hurley, everybody involved crushed it. Digital is going to be all over tomorrow, but... So, when we had our buddy Michael Rubin in the other day to talk about everything, and obviously he owns Fanatics here, and it's his vision to get this thing off here, and basically turn it into kind of like a Comic-Con, where you see superheroes or Star Wars figures and, you know, stuff like that.
People dressed up. Right.
He wants people to dress up, including my partner, who has been kind of lured into doing it. So it's we're Michael Licata tomorrow. Yeah, which guy's showing up?
I got to get the outfit prepared here, and I don't know how exactly I'm going to do it, but I think I'm going to do it. And he said if I do that, he would not only introduce me to Vic, but also have me catch a pass from Tom Brady. So we'll see if that actually takes place tomorrow if I dress up in the Vic costume or when I dress up in the Vic costume. But yeah, I think it's going to be cool, and we encourage sports fans to go out there and let loose a little bit.
Yeah.
Forget Halloween or Comic-Con. This is the sports fan event. Go out there and represent and dress in full costume and represent your team.
Have you ever participated in it? My guess is the answer, just no. Have you ever done a SantaCon?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, you? Right, so have you done it?
Yeah, I did it. I never heard of it. This is, you know, we weren't in San Francisco very long. Is when I left SNY and left ESPN where he went out to San Francisco for a minute before I came back to CBS in 2013. So we were out there, I guess it was 2011 and part of 2012, and we were just married, whatever, met a bunch of people out there. And my wife comes home from work. She was selling Warrior stuff and Niner stuff out there for Comcast. She's like, there's this big thing this weekend called SantaCon. It's going to be nuts. And I'm like, well, all right, well, what is it? So basically, you just started at bars at like 9 in the morning. And you know,
dress up like Santa and go drink all day.
It was absolutely sick. I threw up. That's how much I drank.
I'm not surprised at that for some reason.
I think that was the last time I threw up.
Yeah, it's gross, but also.
I mean, I'm also honest.
In a full Santa suit?
At that point, I was highly disheveled. Like, the suit was off.
Okay, but you brought the...
not the whole thing. Okay. I wore red. I wore, like, a Niner scarf that I got at some getaway.
Did you have the
like,
Santa beard?
Giveaway. No.
Hey, you get it. Come on. You got to do it. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, I didn't lean into it. Maybe now I probably would, because I didn't really... Even I didn't know a ton about Comic-Con back then. It was 2011.
The only thing, I've never done Comic-Con, although I would check it out. It's just not my thing. Yeah. But I did when I went to an Adam Sandler concert once. I dressed up like the wedding singer. So I was in
full
costume.
At a concert?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun. I like. I know. Some people look down. I don't care. I did it. Other people have done. I saw somebody else do it in another Sandler video.
Really?
So, and there were other people doing it. Like people dressed up as Scuba Steve or the Water Boy.
Oh, really?
I went as the wedding singer. Yeah, it was great. Interesting. Went with my mother. It was fun.
You went with your mom?
I know, she likes Sandler. My wife doesn't like Sandler. She, my mom had a Waterboy jersey on.
Sandler's great.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is great.
It was fun. Anyway,
that'll be fun tomorrow. We'll see what Sal's going to throw together from the costume perspective, and hopefully we see you guys out there. It's Fanatics Fest. It's going to be great at the Javits Center all weekend. All right, let's get back to you as we wonder what the hell the Mets are thinking. Hawk 2 had thrown out the first pitch. What are you doing? Nick is in Huntington. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Nick?
Sal, I just think you're overreacting, man. I mean, it's a first, like, baseball's supposed to be fun. The experience at the ballpark's supposed to be fun. It's a first pitch. No one really cares about it. Like, if she didn't throw it out, no one would be talking about it. So what if it adds more clicks? It's just supposed to be fun. You have your laugh, you crack your joke, and you move on. Like, anybody who's really upset about this, like, has issues. I mean, like,
we don't have issues. It's just minor league. It's foolish. It's embarrassing for an organization that has done embarrassing things repeatedly. This is another one. I said it, Nick. Is this a big deal? No. Does it impact how they're going to win or how the results of the season are going to go? No, it doesn't. But it's another thing for people to make fun of the Mets and their fans about. That's it.
Yep.
So let them make fun of it. I don't care. You know what? Stop comparing them to the Yankees. You can't even grow facial hair over there. The Yankees are a corporate event.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you, Nick, hold on. Let me interject. Do you have kids, Nick? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, how old are they?
3 and a half.
Okay, do you have boys, girls? What do you have?
Boy.
Okay. How would you feel if you had a 10-year-old girl and she looked it up on the internet?
Well, unfortunately, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, but you don't have to promote it.
What if Kim Kardashian?
No, but Nick, no, hold on, Nick. We live in a world where we have access to stuff that is not good for kids' minds. And I'm not holier than thou. Trust me, I was a nut when I was growing up. Trust me. I think if you listen to the show, you can probably tell that, you know,
right.
I've had my fun. I don't run from that. But it doesn't mean that we have to speed everything up. Like this to me, and I don't want to take it this seriously, but I am reacting to this conversation. This is another illumination of the devolvement of society, how we continue to go backwards. Because right. Now, what do we say? Well, everything's technologically driven, which means every 9 and 10-year-old kid has a device, or before that, younger than that, or at least the access to go and look something up. Oh, H-A-W-K-T-U-A-H, Google. What does this mean? Guess what? Now you have 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. Oh, and if you have kids now, shut it off for a second. I'm going to give you a chance to shut it off. Shut it off, please. I'm not going to go crazy, but shut it off. I want to be responsible. Shut it off. All right. So if you have young kids and their curiosity gets the better of them, and guess what? It will. And they look it up. They are basically, we are glorifying. And again, I was nuts. But I don't understand giving credence and life to somebody who's talking about sex. It's like, come on, man.
Right, you're glorifying somebody who became a viral sensation for something, whatever. Again, it's not that big of a deal, but to promote it
that's my
at
point.
A major league ballpark with a major league team.
I wasn't offended when she did it, but I'm just like, dude, there's kids.
For no reason. Like, there's no reason to it. And what you're doing is incentivizing or enticing young kids to do the same.
Correct.
And it's not just the Mets. Like, she's going to, you know, the Hawk Tour girl obviously went viral without the Mets' help. But that, so her becoming as famous as she has and getting all the opportunities that she has since is going to entice young kids to do the same, which is a problem in itself.
Yep.
But do you need the New York Mets to be the only team in Major League Baseball to promote her to throw out the first pitch? Do I really care about it? No, I don't, but it's amateur. It's foolish. It's embarrassing for a team that has done this repeatedly. I don't understand what the good is of this. Like, why would they do it? It just doesn't make any sense.
The Mets have done, unfortunately for Mets fans, the Mets have done a lot of minor league things over the years. You know, we've talked about it. So it's part of the history. It is, all right? I think this is one of the dumbest things they ever did, which is very different from just, you know, doing minor league. Like, minor league stuff, all right, you want to move on from it. You want to just elevate. You want to become first class.
Right.
That's one thing. But this is just the promotion of vile strong, because let's face it.
Right, but childish at best.
We all know what it means, and we've all, you know. But you just don't have to It's just so unnecessary.
Right? And for what? For what? Like, what's the point of doing this? For attention. Okay, well, now you're going to get the attention.
Yeah.
And this is what you wanted? Like, for what? Grimace was a totally different thing. Like, all right, you had Grimace throw out the first pitch. Ha ha, no big deal. People didn't make a big deal. They laughed at it. Maybe they moved on. Yeah. It became a thing because the Mets started winning.
But it's also harmless. It's a big purple softy that kids love.
Right, but I'm saying it became a thing because it wasn't like this vitriol toward the Mets for having Grimace throw out the first pitch.
Or
mocking the Mets for that. It was funny, whatever. Okay, big deal. It became a big thing because it started to win and people had fun with it.
Correct.
Fine. Different, totally different story.
Uh-huh.
This is, why are you doing this?
Don't know. Don't know. Let me get Michael in Lancaster, PA. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, you guys are the best on the radio. I love your show. You guys are the best. Two, the Mets are the biggest loser organization. I couldn't agree with you guys anymore. How in the world can they let this person throw out the first pitch? Don't have a cop, don't have a teacher, a nurse, a fireman. Yep. No, have this other loser throw out the first pitch.
Well, they have so honored those. I'm going to be fair. They have honored those people in the past for sure. But how about, I don't know, how about a 90-year-old Mets fan like that's been around forever? You know,
they've done that.
Have done that too. But
like,
Can I just say one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, big Jet fan. Going to the playoffs, winning one playoff game. It's not enough for me. It's Super Bowl or bust. And have a great time at FanFest. Definitely go meet Rhea Ripley. Got to go meet her.
Rhea Ripley, all right. We'll see if we can find her
for the kind words, too.
We appreciate that.
There you go.
It's, whatever, the Jets stuff aside.
Doing a lot of football tomorrow on the show, by the way.
It's just, and the Mets have now taken a lead in this game, which is nice. You know, again, we'll eventually get over it and move on, but there's just no need for it. Mm-hmm. And to the Mets' credit, they have honored veterans and police officers and firemen and had older fans throughout the first pitch, all that stuff. So I don't think it's taking away an opportunity. It's just there's no need to bring this type of attention with having her. And I'm not even saying she's a loser or anything like that.
No,
good for
I'm not
her. She had her fame. She became famous, whatever. Like, that's fine.
She had a viral moment, probably had a couple drinks in her. What? She didn't hurt anybody. Didn't commit a crime.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And take advantage of the opportunities.
Just don't promote it.
Well, the Mets don't have to promote it.
That's what I mean.
Like, the Yankees aren't doing this. Literally no other team in baseball is doing it. It's the Mets. The Mets are the only team that's doing it. Yet again. And you don't see the problem with that? Is it a big deal? No. Does it mean they're going to lose? No, but it's just Met-like. And I hate to say that because I know like you don't like the same old Jets.
Yeah.
It's just typical Mets, and it drives me up a wall.
With some maybe Metsian fit as well?
LOL Mets. For no reason.
Sal, you know, if you tell me you find some independent baseball team in the middle of the sticks that draws 197 people to a game and you want to get hocked to a girl out there to make, you know, 3,000 extra bucks, okay. A little different. Not perfect still, but that is a massive swing and miss by the Mets. God. All right, brother.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you at Fanatics Fest tomorrow.
At the Fan Fest.
Cannot wait. We'll see you guys out there at the Javits Center. A lot of football. A lot of luminaries as well. Evan and Tiki up next. And just remember, when that ball gets a little dry and you want to get a little movement there, you know who to call. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan 144. Let's get back to these calls here. 888-808-1019. Before we do that, just a heads up. So tomorrow's the Fanatics Fest. We told you guys about this a few times.
Yes, can't wait.
It's going to be awesome, and we're going to be out there. We'll do our show. Come find us. Say hi. We've got some stuff to sign, baseball cards, and some other WFAN swag.
Photo op is going to be sick. They have like this nice locker room feel with fan merch everywhere.
Talk about for us.
Yeah,
no, they really went overdrive. Promotions team, Hurley, everybody involved crushed it. Digital is going to be all over tomorrow. But so when we had our buddy Michael Rubin in the other day to talk about everything, and obviously he owns Fanatics here, and it's his vision to get this thing off here and basically turn it into kind of like a Comic-Con where you see superheroes or Star Wars figures and, you know, stuff like that.
People dressed up. Right.
He wants people to dress up, including my partner, who has been kind of lured into doing it. So it's Sal Vicka or Michael Licata tomorrow. Yeah, which guy's showing up?
I got to get the outfit prepared here, and I don't know how exactly I'm going to do it, but I think I'm going to do it. And he said if I do that, he would not only introduce me to Vic, but also have me catch a pass from Tom Brady. So we'll see if that actually takes place tomorrow if I dress up in the Vic costume or when I dress up in the Vic costume. But, yeah, I think it's going to be cool, and we encourage sports fans to go out there and let loose a little bit.
Yeah.
Forget Halloween or Comic-Con. This is the sports fan event. Go out there and represent and dress in full costume and represent your team.
Have you ever participated in my guess is the answer, just no. Have you ever done a SantaCon?
No,
Have you
not.
Ever heard of it?
Yes, you? Right,
so
have you done it?
Yeah, I did it. I never heard of it. This is, you know, we weren't in San Francisco very long. Is when I left SNY and left ESPN Radio, went out to San Francisco for a minute before I came back to CBS in 2013. So we were out there, I guess it was 2011 and part of 2012, and we were just married, whatever, met a bunch of people out there. And my wife comes home from work. She was selling Warrior stuff and Niner stuff out there for Comcast. She's like, there's this big thing this weekend called SantaCon. It's going to be nuts. And I'm like, well, all right, well, what is it? So basically, you just started at bars at like 9 in the morning. And you know,
dress up like Santa and go drink all day.
It was absolutely sick. I threw up. That's how much I drank.
I'm not surprised at that for some reason.
I think that was the last time I threw up.
Yeah, it's gross, but also.
I mean, I'm also honest.
In a full Santa suit?
At that point, I was highly disheveled. Like, the suit was off.
Okay, but you brought the...
not the whole thing. Okay. I wore red. I wore, like, a Niner scarf that I got at some getaway.
Did you have the
like,
Santa
some giveaway.
Beard?
No.
Hey, you get it. Come on. You got to do it. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, I didn't lean into it. Maybe now I probably would, because I didn't really... Even I didn't know a ton about Comic-Con back then. It was 2011.
The only thing, I've never done Comic-Con, although I would check it out. It's just not my thing. Yeah. But I did when I went to an Adam Sandler concert once. I dressed up like the wedding singer. So I was in
you really?
Yeah, I was in full costume.
At a concert?
Yeah, walking. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun. Eh. I know. Some people look down. I don't care. I did it. Other people have done. I saw somebody else do it in another Sandler video.
Really?
So, and there were other people doing it. Like people dressed up as Scuba Steve or the Water Boy.
Oh, really?
I went as the wedding singer. Yeah, it was great.
Interesting.
Went with my mother. It was fun.
You went with your mom?
I know,
she
likes Sandler. My wife doesn't like Sandler. My mom had a Waterboy jersey on.
Sandler's great.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is great.
It was fun. Anyway,
that'll be fun tomorrow. We'll see what Sal's going to throw together from the costume perspective, and hopefully we see you guys out there. It's Fanatics Fest. It's going to be great at the Javits Center all weekend. All right, let's get back to you as we wonder what the hell the Mets are thinking. Hawk 2 is throwing out the first pitch. What are you doing? Nick is in Huntington. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up,
Nick? Sal, I just think you're overreacting, man. I mean, it's a first, like, baseball's supposed to be fun. The experience at the ballpark's supposed to be fun. It's a first pitch. No one really cares about it. Like, if she didn't throw it out, no one would be talking about it. So what if it adds more clicks? It's just supposed to be fun. You have your laugh, you crack your joke, and you move on. Like, anybody who's really upset about this, like, has issues. I mean, like,
we don't have issues. It's just minor league. It's foolish. It's embarrassing for an organization that has done embarrassing things repeatedly. This is another one. I said it, Nick. Is this a big deal? No. Does it impact how they're going to win or how the results of the season are going to go? No, it doesn't. But it's another thing for people to make fun of the Mets and their fans about. That's it.
Yep.
So let them make fun of it. I don't care. You know what? Stop comparing them to the Yankees. You can't even grow facial hair over there. The Yankees are a corporate event.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you, Nick, hold on. Let me interject. Do you have kids, Nick? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, how old are they?
3 and a half.
Okay, do you have boys, girls? What do you have?
Boy.
Okay. How would you feel if you had a 10-year-old girl and she looked it up on the internet?
Well, unfortunately, that's the world we live in.
You don't have to promote it.
What if Kim Kardashian
No, hold on, Nick. We live in a world where we have access to stuff that is not good for kids' minds. And I'm not holier than thou. Trust me, I was a nut when I was growing up. Trust me. I think if you listen to the show, you can probably tell that, you know, I've had my fun. I don't run from that. But it doesn't mean that we have to speed everything up. Like, this to me, and I don't want to take it this seriously, but I am reacting to this conversation. This is another illumination of the devolvement of society, how we continue to go backwards. Because now, what do we say? Well, everything's technologically driven, which means every 9- and 10-year-old kid has a device, or before that, younger than that, or at least the access to go and look something up. Oh, HAWKTUAH, Google. What does this mean? Guess what? Now you have 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. Oh, and if you have kids now, shut it off for a second. I'm going to give you a chance to shut it off. Shut it off, please. I'm not going to go crazy, but shut it off. I want to be responsible. Shut it off. All right. So if you have young kids and their curiosity gets the better of them, and guess what? It will. And they look it up. They are basically, we are glorifying. And again, I'm not, I was nuts. But I don't understand giving credence and life to somebody who's talking about sex. It's like, come on, man.
Right, you're glorifying somebody who became a viral sensation for something, whatever. Again, it's not that big of a deal, but to promote it
that's my
at
point.
A major league ballpark with a major league team.
I wasn't offended when she did it, but I'm just like, dude, there's kids.
For no reason. Like, there's no reason to it. Yeah, and what you're doing is incentivizing or enticing young kids to do the same.
Correct.
And it's not just the Mets. Like, she's going to, you know, the Hawk Tour girl obviously went viral without the Mets' help. But that, so her becoming as famous as she has and getting all the opportunities that she has since is going to entice young kids to do the same, which is a problem in itself.
Yep.
But do you need the New York Mets to be the only team in Major League Baseball to promote her to throw out the first pitch? Do I really care about it? No, I don't, but it's amateur. It's foolish. It's embarrassing for a team that has done this repeatedly. I don't understand what the good is of this. Like, why would they do it? It just doesn't make any sense.
The Mets have done, unfortunately for Mets fans, the Mets have done a lot of minor league things over the years. You know, we've talked about it. It's part of the history. It is. All right? I think this is one of the dumbest things they ever did, which is very different from just, you know, doing minor league. Like, minor league stuff, all right, you want to move on from it. You want to just elevate. You want to become first class.
Right.
That's one thing. But this is just a promotion of vile strong, because let's face it.
Childish at best.
We all know what it means, and we've all, you know. But you just don't have to. It's just so unnecessary.
Right. God. And for what? For what? Like, what's the point of doing this? For attention. Okay, well, now you're going to get the attention.
Yeah.
And this is what you wanted? Like, for what? Grimace was a totally different thing. Like, all right, you had Grimace throw out the first pitch. Ha ha, no big deal. People didn't make a big deal. They laughed at it. Maybe they moved on. Yeah. It became a thing because the Mets started winning.
But it's also harmless. It's a big purple salty that kids love.
Right, but I'm saying it became a thing because it wasn't like this vitriol toward the Mets for having Grimace throw out the first pitch.
No, or
mocking the Mets for that. It was funny, whatever. Okay, big deal. It became a big thing because it started to win and people had fun with it.
Correct.
Fine. Different, totally different story.
Uh-huh.
This is, why are you doing this?
Don't know. Don't know. Let me get Michael in Lancaster, PA. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, you guys are the best on the radio. I love your show. You guys are the best. Two, the Mets are the biggest loser organization. I couldn't agree with you guys anymore. How in the world can they let this person throw out the first pitch? Don't have a cop, don't have a teacher, a nurse, a fireman. Yep. No, have this other loser throw out the first pitch.
Well, they have honored those. I'm going to be fair. They have honored those people in the past for sure. But how about, I don't know, how about a 90-year-old Mets fan, like, that's been around forever? You know,
they've done that. They've done that too.
They have done that too. But
like,
can I just say one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, big Jet fan. Going to the playoffs, winning one playoff game. It's not enough for me. It's Super Bowl or bust. And have a great time at FanFest. Definitely go meet Rhea Ripley. You got to go meet her.
Rhea Ripley, all right. We'll see if we can find her in the kind words, too. We appreciate that.
There you go.
It's, yeah, whatever, the Jets stuff aside.
I'm doing a lot of football tomorrow on the show, by the way.
It's just, and the Mets have now taken a lead in this game, which is nice. You know, again, we'll eventually get over it and move on, but there's just no need for it. Mm-hmm. And to the Mets' credit, they have honored veterans and police officers and firemen and had older fans throughout the first pitch, all that stuff. So I don't think it's taking away an opportunity. It's just there's no need to bring this type of attention with having her. And I'm not even saying she's a loser or anything like that.
No,
for
I'm not
her,
saying
she had
either.
Her fame. She became famous, whatever. Like, that's fine.
She had a viral moment, probably had a couple drinks in her, whatever. She didn't hurt anybody, didn't commit a crime.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And, but take advantage of the opportunities.
Just don't promote it.
Well, the Mets don't have to promote it.
That's what I mean.
Like, the Yankees aren't doing this. Literally no other team in baseball is doing it. It's the Mets. The Mets are the only team that's doing it. Yet again. And you don't see the problem with that? Is it a big deal? No. Does it mean they're going to lose? No, but it's just Met-like. And I hate to say that because I know, like, you don't like the same old Jets.
Yeah.
It's just typical Mets, and it drives me up a wall.
With some maybe Metsian fit as well?
LOL Mets. For no reason.
Sal, you know, if you tell me you find some independent baseball team in the middle of the sticks that draws 197 people to a game and you want to get Hawk to a girl out there to make, you know, 3,000 extra bucks, okay. A little different. Not perfect still, but that is a massive swing and miss by the Mets. God. All right, brother.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you at Fanatics Fest tomorrow.
At the Fan Fest.
Cannot wait. We'll see you guys out there at the Javits Center. A lot of football, a lot of luminaries as well. Evan and Tiki up next. And just remember, when that ball gets a little dry and you want to get a little movement there, you know who to call. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.